Hi there, and welcome to the second episode of Adam Devine's Technoholic. Today we'll be talking about Black Ops, Apple, of course, AirPod ripoffs, and Amazon. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for tuning into the second episode. I know it's been a long time since I recorded the first one. Like, since then, I have recorded two YouTube videos that haven't been uploaded. I have lost footage for those videos, which is why I haven't uploaded them. I have recorded 3 hours of gaming content that I've needed to edit together two for my gaming channel. I've done two podcast episodes with Kat. We did the first episode of the Adam and Kat podcast and the first episode of Can You Queer Us Now, both of which are available on iTunes. But it's been over a month since I started this show, and I'm only doing the second episode now. So today I am recording because I have just gotten the Blue Snowball microphone and I wanted to test it out to see how it sounds and get used to using it, because I want my podcast to sound good, so I want to get really good at using this microphone. I hope you stick with me throughout this episode. Let's start off with Black Ops 4. So sources have told Kotaku that Black Ops 4 will not have a traditional single player campaign. This could mean they could be just trying something new with the single player, making this more similar to the multiplayer, perhaps doing what Titanfall did, where with Titanfall the single player in the first game was basically just a tutorial. With Titanfall 2 they did a more traditional story single player, but like that's what traditional is, so that's why I'm thinking maybe that's not what they're going to do. They might go with the tutorial route. I don't know, they could redo anything. But like, people play Black Ops for the campaign. It's a very futuristic story, but not as futuristic as their other games, so I don't know how they'll feel about that. But the real shocker is that they might be adding a Battle Royale mode to the multiplayer. And some people are like, oh, I'm so tired of Battle Royales, this is so uncreative and all this, but if there's anyone who's Battle Royale I would want to play, it's actually Call of Duty's. Treyarch are making Black Ops 4, I believe, and they have got a great reputation for making balanced games, fun games. Like, they were one of the first people to do Call of Duty Zombies. Their games run really well. There's never a performance issue. They run at 60 FPS on consoles, and we know how rare that is. So, you know, maybe it won't be the most creative game in the world, but it'll be stable, and PUBG still isn't that stable. Like, I feel like this game would be easier to run than PUBG and could be just as fun, if not more fun. It'll probably be first person only, whereas PUBG has the third person option, and Fortnite is only, as far as I know, it's only available in third person. But you know, it could be good. I think people should give Activision a chance. It's not like they're the only people bringing out Battle Royales. We have Radical Heights coming out too. Rumors of CSGO adding it. I don't know if that was a rumor or confirmed, but CSGO are apparently getting a Battle Royale mode, so that'll be interesting to see, because that game can run on a potato, but the second you start making maps too big, it starts running like ass on everything. So yeah, let's see how that goes. Now onto our Apple news. A company called EverQuote, they're an American, I believe, car insurance company, have said that since Apple introduced their Do Not Disturb While Driving feature in iOS 11, 70% of people have kept who use their EverDrive app have kept that service on, and that they use their phone 8% less over time. Now, obviously, they should be using their phone 100% less. They shouldn't be using it at all, but like, people are going to be people. They're going to be dumb. They're going to take risks. Sadly, it's not going to stop anytime soon. Maybe, hopefully, nothing shocking happens to these people, but a shock could be what's needed to get them to learn their lesson. So they use their phones 8% less, but they found that people still use their phones for roughly 11% of their journeys, which is basically 1/10 of journey. So if you're going on an hour drive, you've used your phone for 6 minutes at a time. And yeah, I can understand you're probably just changing your music and like picking a podcast, maybe audiobooks, who knows, you're one or two texts, maybe getting a phone call. But no, you shouldn't. If your car supports it, you should connect up to that. Apple has their CarPlay system that lets you make phone calls and stuff using Siri. Siri works even when not connected to that. I don't know if their app counts using Siri as using your phone. It probably does. But using Siri is okay. You don't have to touch your phone. Yeah, she can't do everything you want her to do, but she can make phone calls. She can play music. I don't believe she can play audiobooks, so she can play podcasts for you, you know. use Siri, or if you're going to listen to audiobooks or text and stuff like that, I just set off my own Siri. Whoopsies. But if you're going to use audiobooks and stuff like that, get them ready before you start driving. So you're safe. It's your own life you're putting in danger. It's anyone you're driving whose life you're putting in danger. So you just shouldn't do it. Speaking of Apple and Siri, Apple Music, which is the only music service you can use Siri with, has gained 2 million subscribers in the last 2 months. Analysts have predicted that Apple Music will get a 4% subscriber increase year over year, which will bring it from 36 million, which is what I believe it's at this year, up 14 million to 50 million subscribers, which is a lot. It is 20 million less than Spotify, however, but if Apple's growth rate continues at the pace it is, Apple will eventually surpass Spotify unless Spotify starts growing rapidly. Spotify announced that they are going to be having a press conference next week to show off a new version of their app, probably in direct response to Apple Music's growth. They're probably a little bit nervous, and a lot of people I've noticed on Twitter are complaining about the app. Lots of stuff, for example, there's no easy toggle to just show your offline music, so like you'll be really being a bind if you're in an area with bad internet and you know, you're listening to a song, you're not sure if it's downloaded or not, and then it just stops playing because your internet's gone. And it's like, well, that's me not listening to that song anymore until I get my internet back. You never know. But then again, one of the best features about Spotify Premium is that you can download as many songs as you want. I believe there's some stupid limit, like 300 million songs, but does Spotify even have the main songs? I don't think so. Or maybe it was something lower, like 3 million, like... Yeah, it was probably less than the amount of songs they have, because I remember people saying it was a weird number. It's definitely less than whatever Apple's number is. Regulatory filings indicate that a new iPhone is coming from Apple. Some people are saying it might be an iPhone 10 with different internals that make it easier for Apple to produce, so that they're making more money off it, but the price won't go down. Other people are saying it might be an iPhone SE. The iPhone SE is the phone Apple released in, I believe, 2015. It had the processor of the iPhone 6S. It had the same camera. It had a slower fingerprint reader, and it did not have the 3D touch that the iPhone 6S introduced. But it was overall a very good phone. It had better battery life than the iPhone 6S, but worse battery life than the iPhone 6S Plus. So I'm guessing that the new one will give it the processor of maybe the iPhone 7. I don't really see it getting the processor of the iPhone 8. But it might have the camera of the iPhone 8. I don't think Apple's cameras go up that much in price every year, so it wouldn't really kill them to add that. And I don't think they would be having that much competition with their other phones, because they're already getting that competition from the iPhone 10, which is maybe not selling the best out of all of them, but it's definitely making Apple the most money and getting them the most attention. Now, this isn't necessarily Apple News, but a company called Mobvoi from San Francisco have announced the TicPods Free, an AirPods style Bluetooth headset that's designed to work with Android and iOS. Now, AirPods do work with Android, but there are settings for AirPods that you can only reuse on iOS. You can use them on Android, but you can only change the settings on an iPhone or an iPad. You can't even change them on a Mac. It's a bit ridiculous. Apple, get on that. Sorry, I'm just reading information. They are $30 less than AirPods. They're a little bit bigger. The little earpiece stem, the bit that comes heavier, is a lot thicker. It's flat on one side. I believe that's a touchpad for activating Siri, Google Assistant, Alexa, whichever one you use. Bixby, maybe, if you're a weirdo. But the real question here is, will they match Apple's sound quality, or will they exceed it? And then there's the battery life. The charging case is a lot bigger than the AirPods charging case, but that's because, whereas with the AirPods charging case, they're mounted so that the AirPods slide down into them. With this one, you lie them down sideways, so it's a very long case, but it doesn't go down as much. But it's definitely bigger. It's maybe twice the size of the normal AirPods charging case, but that just means bigger battery if they want. They had a $50,000 Indiegogo campaign, but they are now at $400,000. They were funded in less than 5 minutes, which is just insane. You know, people clearly want AirPods for less on Android and maybe even on iOS. They had a $79 early bird special, which they had 3,000 of. Only 200 are left, But they have another one at $99, which still has most of its units left. Only 5 of those have been taken. And the estimated delivery is July 2018, so this year. If they're good, they're good. Like, look out for reviews of them. It's only a few months. It's April now. So you don't have long to wait to see if they're good. I'm always a bit sketchy about ordering from somewhere such as Kickstarter or Indiegogo. You know, you know your risk if you decide to invest. You don't need to invest now, though. They, I didn't see any stretch goals. They might have had some, but I believe they've got what they need now to start producing them. They had one of their options for buying was you could buy 50 of them if you were a reseller. And you got a very big discount. So, like, clearly they plan on mass producing these. They're a San Francisco company, you know. Horror of technology, I'm sure they'll be able to get them out to you. You'll be able to buy them. Just wait. See if they're good. People have already spent the money. No more money needs to be given to them until they've proven that they can do it. And our last piece of news is from Amazon. They've made a light browser for Android called Internet. It's a very creative name, I know. It's available on Android in India. It has been there since March, but Amazon never formally announced the app, which is why it's only been noticed now, in the middle of April. So, let's see. It basically just lets you save your data. It's optimized for being used in areas with low connection speeds and spotty internet where you could be disconnected at any second. It's kind of like YouTube Go. YouTube Go is Google's YouTube app for developing countries. It lets you download the videos in whatever resolution you want while you have the internet so that you can watch them later. It's good to see developers releasing these stripped-down apps for people in other countries where they're not as fortunate as us. There's Facebook Lite, Facebook Messenger Lite, Twitter Lite. They all have the same features. They might not look as good, but they're optimized to run better and they take up less space. They just don't look as slick, you know? It's not really a problem. They're good apps. They are available here too if you decide to use them. Well, most of them are. YouTube Go isn't, I don't believe. Twitter Lite is, and Facebook and Messenger Lite are. And Amazon's app is only available in India for whatever reason. I don't know why they don't pick other markets. Maybe they're just testing it out. So anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Technoholic. It is 5 minutes longer, I believe, than my last one. I'm very happy with it. I hope it sounded good. I hope you found the news topics I picked interesting. You can tweet at me at ADMDVN on Twitter. That's my name without any vowels. Let me know if you use Apple Music or Spotify. I'd love to hear. This has been Adam Devine's Technoholic. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.